Things. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. For me, this is the final sermon, the last homily, the final words. But this pulpit is not the place for me to give my advice, my own thoughts, my own ideas. They're not that important anyway. Rather, God's word is important here. And this is what this pulpit, this Sunday, and every Sunday is all about, regardless of who the pastor is. God's word is important. And since it's important, it's especially important today, because after today, the Lord will lead us to serve him in different places. For me and my family in Petawawa, for most right here in New Hamburg and the Waterloo region, hearing God's word is important. So what does the Lord want us to hear today as we go our separate ways? It's exactly the words you heard in the gospel this morning. Jesus has taken the lowest seat, the lowest place for us, and therefore, before others, we too can also take the lowest seat. Do you know what Jesus saw in his day? It was quite common, happened all the time. Actually, it happens just as much today. People striving for places of honor, going for the best seats. Jesus noticed how people were strategically planning on where to sit. Nobody was content with one of those lesser seats, especially at a wedding feast. No, it was all about jockeying for the best seats in the house. Who was going to win? It's all about grabbing places of honor before others, at least before the next guy grabs that spot. Do you know what the Lord Jesus says all about that kind of stuff? Especially when you are attending a wedding feast. He says, good words of insight here. He says, when you're invited to a wedding feast, don't sit down at the best place, because if somebody more honorable than you comes, then the one who invited you will come and he's going to say to you, give up your seat to this man. And it's going to be humiliating. You're going to have to take the lower seat. It's a long walk. It'll be the walk of shame. You're going to be embarrassed. Instead, Jesus offers some wisdom. He says, when you are invited to a wedding, go straight to the lowest place. Find the worst seat. Find the seat nobody wants. And then sit there, and perhaps the one who invited you will come and say to you, friend, move up higher. And then you'll be sitting in a place of honor. Now, why is Jesus telling the hearers in his day this? And why is he telling us this today? Is Jesus merely giving us rules for wedding etiquette? It's got to be more than that. And it is. Jesus teaches you and me this. Do not choose places of honor before others. Choose the lowest seats before others. The Lord Jesus is teaching us that because so often we choose places of honor before others. It happens all of the time to you, to me. I mean, for example, when we spread rumors about this person or that person and we make ourselves look pretty good in the process, what are we doing? We're choosing places of honor before others as we're telling those stories and gossiping. When we attempt to manipulate people and control them so that things will go our way, we're choosing places of honor before others. Or when we only want to tell our problems and worries to other people, but we don't want to spend any time listening to those who are hurting as well and grieving, then we're choosing places of honor before others. Or when we hold on to a grudge, refusing to let go of it. Maybe it's against this person, against that person. Same thing. We're choosing places of honor before others. It is all pride. God despises pride. He despises it when one claims the best seat for themselves while shoving others out of the way. We have chosen places of honor before others. Repent. The truth is, you are guilty. So am I. Brothers and sisters in Jesus, when you realize that, when you are filled with sorrow over that, take a look at what is so surprising. Your Lord Jesus Christ himself, he's the Son of God. He took the lowest seat himself. He did not have to. He didn't need to. But he did. And why? For you. For me. I mean, think of it. When he came among us, Jesus was born in an occupied land to refugee parents, laid in a cow's feeding trough at birth. There's no mansion, no $6 million house, even though he's the Son of God. He took the lowest seat. He humbly obeyed his mother and foster father, even though he was truly the Son of the Heavenly Father. He took the lowest seat. And in baptism, he stands in solidarity with sinners in the Jordan River, even though he had no sins to confess. And in the desert, he struggled against the devil's temptations all alone, even though Jesus existed well before Satan even fell into rebellion and became a fallen angel. He took the lowest seat. And he walks towards the cross and is finally nailed to it, even though he's completely innocent. He took the lowest seat. Why? For you. For me. Bring him your sins. The times you fell into pride, the times it got the better part of you, the times you strove for the best seat before others, the times you sought selfishly honor and glory, the times you made it all about you. Bring them all to him. You, me, because he's compassionate and he's merciful to you. He rose again from the dead for you. And today the Lord says to you, I forgive you. Your failures are not held against you. You're free. Go in peace. Do you know what the Lord Jesus does for you and just for you? He invites you to be seated in a place of honor. He's the one who actually comes up to you and he says, as in the parable, friend, move up higher. That's Jesus saying it to you. And it began when you were baptized. In the baptismal waters that were poured on you, Jesus gives you a place of honor. Now the world won't care about that. But God does. Baptism is this gift. And we don't want to despise it or live against it. And the same Lord, he keeps giving you a place of honor, the best seat. See, no matter which pew you sit in this church, and there's a whole bunch of pews here that you could sit in, it doesn't really matter, because here is where the Word of God is. Here is where Jesus, in his Word, he comforts the hurting, the lonely, the depressed. He reassures the doubting. He forgives the repentant. You can't get a better seat than that when you hear God's word for you in the divine service here, because this is where the word of God is. But it's not just here, not only in church. It's also at home. When you open up the word of God in your devotions, you meditate on the word, you ponder the word, those are the best seats. He gives you, the Lord Jesus gives you a place of honor right there, because that's where the Word of God is. You have the best seats. And those with the best seats, Jesus comes, and he comes to you today to give you the best meal. Your Lord Jesus here gives you his real body and blood to eat and to drink for your good. It's a feast unlike any other feast. And it's a feast where we receive what we completely don't deserve. Forgiveness and strength to make it through another day for our body and soul. And eternal life. But it's for you. It's all for you. You've been given a place of honor. The best seat. You see, you don't have to prove to others that you're a somebody. You don't have to exalt yourself in front of others, boast and brag before others, because you already have the best seat. You have a place of honor. Jesus has already given you that place of honor, and that's all that matters. And therefore, brothers and sisters in Christ at St. Peter's, as we part ways, we can seek the lowest place before others, wherever the Lord has called us. Taking the lowest place before others might mean, as we heard in the epistle, about bearing with others, gently speaking to others, praying for others, listening to others, or just simply humbling ourselves before others. Since you already have the seat of honor, the place of honor, the best seat through Jesus, and since you know that's true for you and believe it with all your heart, it frees you. It frees you to take the lowest seat before others. Friends in Christ, this is what the Lord wants us to hear this morning in his word. And although this is my final sermon here as pastor, it is not the final sermon at St. Peter's. It is God's word that is the thing that matters. It's God's word that is truly important. And God will speak to you his word through another shepherd next week. But he always speaks to us, we who have been given places of honor, the best seats in the house, and we who have been freed to take the lowest seat before others. And it's all his doing, all for us. In the name of Jesus, amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.